It's 8:56, 63 degrees. It's time to check on the commodity markets this morning. And filling in for Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing on this Friday, we bring in Tom Mann. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Brian.
What are we seeing so far today, Tom?
Well, we got a few things on the docket here this morning. First of all, we got the quarterly stocks report at 11 a.m. Given the number of bushels we have on hand, I don't know what kind of impact it's going to take a significant change to make any impact on the markets, let's say it that way. Let's kind of go to the estimates here. On corn, we're looking at 2.353 billion bushels, which is a heavy number, versus 1.737 billion bushel last year. The range of the estimates by the analysts is 2.31 billion bushels to 2.45 billion bushels. On soybeans, we're looking at 338 million bushels versus 197 million bushels last year. That number is more than adequate. The range was 321 million bushel to 363 million bushels. On wheat, we're looking at 2.205 billion bushels versus 2.54 billion bushels last year, and the range was 2.083 billion bushels to 2.49 billion bushels. Also today, the USDA is going to restate last year's soybean production. I'm really not sure what the net effect of that's going to be. We'll just have to wait and see what they come out with. We also have a small grains acreage report today. And spring wheat acres are expected to be down considerably because of the weather. Also today, we are seeing EPA has announced it is looking at reducing the biodiesel mandate for 2018 and 2019. I'm not sure just exactly what that does to the renewable fuel standard. That decision has to be in place by November the 30th. This has really been weighing on the soy oil and the soybean market here this week. Yesterday, export numbers show we are lagging last year. Corn, we're at 447 million bushels versus last year's 730 million bushel. On the soybeans, we're at 820 million bushels versus 960 million bushels. That's not as bad as what some people were anticipating. Harvest weather has been relatively good. Harvest moving rapidly. Early indications are some of these distressed areas are seeing some yields that are better than were anticipated.
All right, Tom. Well, thanks for the update. We appreciate
it. See you.
That's Tom Mann joining us today from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, filling in for Bill Mayer on this Friday morning. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, mostly sunny skies today. Look for a high around 78 degrees. Southwest wind at 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 20. Clear skies tonight with a low of 45. And for the day tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with a high of 72 degrees. Currently 63 degrees with sunshine in Urbana. Relative humidity at 58%. Barometric pressure 30.15 inches and rising. And temperatures up around the 60-degree mark and in the low 60s this morning. Currently 64 in Charleston, Mattoon. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.